Nearby the wooden articular church, there is a building of the high school, Hvězdoslavova Street number 18. It is a building of particular historic significance spreading beyond the region. Many Slovak, German, Hungarian, Czech, and Serbian important figures studied there, including writers, painters, geographers, educators, linguists, philosophers, and economists, doctors, scientists, politicians, and military officials. The building houses the largest historical library in Central Europe. First schools in the Middle Ages were created within parishes, so-called parochial schools. Presumably, such a school was established in Kažmarok at the St. Cross Church already in the 13th century. A small white travertine memorial plaque placed on the building of the first Kažmarok school opposite the entrance to the St. Cross Church reminds us of this event nowadays. The difference between a parish and a municipal school lies in the fact that it was the church who took care of a parish school. On the other hand, a municipal school was administered by the town. A major reorganization of Kažmarok education system occurred in the first third of the 16th century. The school reformation in Kažmarok began in 1534, after the arrival of the priest Leodisha. In 1536, a new stone school was built next to the parish St. Cross Church. A domed room for the purpose of a library was built at the parish courtyard in 1660 at the expense of the town. It later became the basis for the would-be high school library. The Reformation was soon replaced by the Counter-Reformation. In 1674, teaching at the Lutheran Grammar School was prohibited. It was permitted again in 1675. According to the 26th article proclaimed at the Sovereign's Land Assembly summoned in 1681, Protestants had to build their schools outside the city walls. And so, the school was moved to the building of a former pub situated at Vishna Brana Gate, which the first articular church was later added to. A new stone ground floor building for the school was built next to the wooden church in 1774 to 1776. It was built according to the plans of the architect Kraus. The facade reconstruction was made by Lazary. The high school arose gradually. In 1820, the first floor, and in 1865, the second floor was constructed, which led to the contemporary appearance of the school. Kažmarok Grammar School was reorganized according to the Hungarian school rules from 1777. In 1787 to 1852, along with the 8 classes grammar school, academic classes with the departments of law, department of philosophy, and theology department were established, which resulted in the process of the school changing it into a high school. In Slovakia, there were only 4 high schools, namely in Kažmarok, Bratislava, Banská Štavnica, and Levoča, and one had to graduate from them to enter university studies. Although it was a Protestant school, it was attended by Catholic, Calvinist, Orthodox, Jewish, and Islamic students. Moreover, the high school was famous due to its religious and ethnic tolerance. It may be further proved by the fact that Slovaks, Germans, Hungarians, Poles, Serbians, Croats, Czechs, Ukrainians, and Romanians studied there. The school also had its own library. In the 19th century, thanks to Professor Martin Schwartner, the library received a donation of about 12,000 volumes. Later on, thanks to a former student, Theodore Johnny, the library gained another 15,300 books. The high school library served not only students and teachers, but in the period from 1810 to 1918, it was also used by the public, making it one of the first public libraries in the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Currently, the library has 150,000 volumes of various disciplines and languages. There are 55 incunabula from 1468 to 1500s, about 3,000 books from the 16th century, about 6,000 books printed in Slovakia, works by Slovak authors, works written in Slovak, works dealing with Slovakia and the Slovaks, 44 books written in German from 1470 to 1944, 1,400 newspapers and magazines from the 17th to the 20th century, 600 engravings from the 16th to the 19th century, 600 music sheets, etc. In the following years, the Kažmarok High School was reorganized several times. The high school is a relatively simple building from the point of view of architecture. Above the entrance portal, there is a stone relief with two-headed eagle, the Habsburg imperial sign, and the Hungarian coat of arms with Latin inscription. By the courtesy of Imperial Highness, patrons built this building. Now it is used with joy by cheerful young people. Moralizing inscriptions in Latin may be also found on the second floor. The facade of the high school depicts the relief of the largest Slovak writer, Pavel Orsak Hviezdoslav, who studied there in 1865 to 1870. Currently, the high school building is used for religious purposes. Both on the first and the second floor house a high school library with reading room open for public. The library room on the first floor offers a small exhibition about the history of education. In the hallway on the first floor, there is a gallery of important people who once studied at the high school and those who worked there later. On the second floor, there are two library rooms and a former auditorium. The school building, and even inside, you may find various plaques dedicated to those important people who studied or worked here, significantly contributed to the development of national traditions and cultural values, to the development of various scientific fields on the present area of Slovakia, and to the development of the region. Plaque made of white marble depicting a bronze head relief of Paul Hunvaldi placed on the side of the school. Hunvaldi Paul, Hunsdorfer Paul, March 12, 1810 in Wielki Slavkov, November 30, 1891 in Budapest, Hungary. He was an educator, the founder of modern Hungarian comparative linguistics, ethnography pioneer in Hungary, member of the Hungarian parliament for 43 years, vice president of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences. Marble memorial plaque with bronze head relief of Pavel Orsak Hviezdoslav placed above the school's entrance. Pavel Orsak Hviezdoslav, February 2, 1849, in Vielichna, November 8, 1921, in Dolny Kubin. He was the greatest Slovak poet, translator, and lawyer. He studied in Kežmarok from 1865 to 1870. Plaque made of black Swedish granite with a bronze head relief of Jan Halupka, placed on the front wall of the high school. Jan Halupka, October 28, 1791 in Horná Mečina, July 15, 1871 in Brezno. An educator, church dignitary, writer, founder of the Slovak drama, he taught at the high school from 1818 to 1824. Plaque of gray Swedish granite impala, devoted to Martin Kukuchin, on the side of the school. Martin Kukuchin, May 17, 1860 in Jasenova, May 21st, 1927, in Pakrac, Croatia. He was a significant Slovak writer, doctor, and explorer. Plaque of gray Swedish granite devoted to Karol Kuzmany, placed on the left side of the front wall of the school. Karol Kuzmany, November 16th, 1706, in Brezno, August 14th, 1866, in Štubianske, today known as Turčianske, Čeplice. A significant Slovak poet, writer, journalist, co-founder and the first vice president of Matica Slovenska, Vienna Theological Faculty professor, pioneer of Slovak translation literature, a high church dignitary. Pink marble memorial plaque with a large bronze head relief depicting Friedrich Scholz placed on the front wall of the school. Friedrich Scholz, July 16, 1831 in Ruskinovce. October 25, 1911, in Kežmarok. He worked as a teacher in 1858 to 1893, was a historian, journalist, playwright, and director, a director of Kežmarok Evangelical High School for 20 years. He lived in the house situated at Dr. Alexander Street, number 12. About the house entrance, there is an inscription, HR 75, probably 1675. In 1868 to 1888, Pavel Orsak Hviezdoslav used to live in that house. The late Renaissance house certainly deserves a commemorative plaque. Plaque made of great Swedish granite impala, which is placed on the side of the high school, devoted to significant Swedish pioneers exploring the high Tatras who worked or studied at the Evangelical High School, namely Fröhlich, Buchholz Sr., Buchholz, Jr., Mauch, Jellerich, Still, and Gosch. The commemorative plaque was unveiled by the President of the Federal Republic of Germany, Hans Christian Wolff, and by the Slovak President, Ivan Gasparovich, in 2011. Nowadays, a nearby middle school of Pavel Orsak Hviezdoslav keeps up the tradition set by the high school. Middle School, Hviezdoslavova Street number 20. The school was built in 1893 to 1894 and enlarged in 1906 according to the design of eminent architects Majunke and Baumgartner. Both middle school and high school buildings formed a single school complex from 1921, a complex of the so-called real middle school and high school from 1930, only a complex of a real middle school, and finally, from 1939, a complex of evangelical middle school. The spatial composition and layout of the school buildings of that period is marked by an interesting design of the facades, staircases, and entrance lobbies. It is a typical school building of that period. Near the castle situated Hradna Namesti Street number 40, you may find another interesting school building. A school built in the historicist style from the early 20th century. Construction of the school began in 1896, according to the drafts of Karel Nadi from Budapest. The construction was completed in an incredibly short time. As early as June 12, 1898, a ceremonial consecration of the building took place. In 1914, a stylish annex building was added to the school. Different types of schools were situated there, that is, the business school, the middle school, the state higher secondary school, the school for talented girls, the forerunner of the business academy. Since the late 1950s, the building has been used as elementary school. In 1979 to 1989, a large reconstruction of the building was carried out. It was remodeled into single buildings, two gyms, and a gas boiler room were added to it later. Once the rebuilding efforts were completed, the school, originally placed as Kushnirska Brana Street, was moved there.